never had imagined that this would be an opportunity that I could undertake, but I've always wanted to be able to give back to my community and be a leader for them. So when this came up, it seemed perfect to me.
So whereabouts did you grow up? Did you grow up in Sydney?
I grew up in the Sutherland Shire, just south of Sydney, near the beach, which is very nice. But my mob's from Moree and Kempsey. My day-to-day consists of a whole range of different projects and experiences with all different facets of the AIM staff cohort. Part of what I've been doing recently is organising our annual gala ball, which is happening in a few months' time. And earlier this year, I ran an art camp for some of our student interns who were designing items of clothing for our AIM apparel range.
So if someone doesn't know about AIM, can you give us a bit of an update of what you do?
So AIM is an education program that is based in 18 different sites across the country at the moment. On our localised sites, we work out of universities, and what we do is get volunteer university students to mentor in the local Indigenous high school kids. At the moment, we've just launched our primary school program, so now we're working with Indigenous kids from years 5 to year 12, and the whole program's around instilling within the kids that to be Indigenous is something that you should be proud of and is something that ensures your success. So we're opening their eyes to the amount of possibilities that they have in their future, and mostly what we're trying to do is make sure they stay at school.
Do you think that AIM has had a big impact on the students so far that have taken part in your programs?
Our latest data shows that in comparison to the national average high school retention rate for non-Indigenous students, AIM students now match it. And in the statistics for young people aged between 17 and 24 going on into positive pathways post-school, our AIM kids actually exceed the rate of the non-Indigenous people of that age group. Yeah, from our records and, you know, just talking to kids, we're actually having a lot of Year 12 graduation sessions over the past month and upcoming month, and just their speeches and what they give back as feedback as to what the program's done for them just shows that, if nothing more, it's just, you know, for the first time a lot of our kids are being told that they can do something, and having that opportunity there makes a massive difference. At the moment, it's dependent on us having partnerships with certain schools to get their kids to come to our programs. But any school can sign up, and it doesn't matter if there's only one Indigenous kid in the school or there's 200, everyone and anyone is welcome to come.
If there's someone listening and they know that AIM isn't at their child's school, they just need to contact you and get the wheels in motion.
Yeah, that's a good way to start. Also, having it, you're mentioning it to your school as well as an opportunity that you'd like to see your child be involved in is a good place to start. I've been to quite a few of our sites and a few of our programs across the country this year, and I've just seen so many hundreds of our kids, and no matter where I go or what age group of Indigenous students I'm with, it's so incredibly inspiring to see how exciting the next generation of our people are. I'm continuously amazed, and I look up to these kids, and they're 5 or 6 years younger than me. The kind of things that they can do at such a young age and don't even realise how amazing it is. Something I want everyone to know is that you should be very excited for what's to come for Aboriginal Australia, because there's a whole thousands and thousands of kids out there who are pretty special, and as far as I'm concerned, we can take over the world.